For KBIE News, I'm Andrew Nichols. Columbia City Council is considering changing the definition of family in zoning ordinances to include domestic partners. The council will vote on the measure at tonight's meeting. The current zoning ordinance defines a family as an individual or a married couple and their children, and no more than two other persons related to the individual. No more than three unrelated people are allowed to live in single-family homes. Because of that definition, domestic partners were considered unrelated people, which is what a proposed resolution would change. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports the legislation is on the council's consent agenda. The council approves bills on the consent agenda without hearing comments from council or community members. City leaders said they expect the measure to pass. A Christian sports camp network based in Branson is facing two lawsuits alleging sexual abuse by its ex-director, who is already serving time in prison for sexual abuse. Kennecott Camps faces two lawsuits alleging ex-director Peter Newman abused campers between 2000 and 2007. The lawsuits allege camp officials knew about Newman's behavior but didn't keep him away from children. Newman is serving two life sentences plus 30 years for two prior abuse convictions. A Kennecott spokesman said camp officials couldn't discuss pending litigation. A new study says the federal government's food stamps program could do more to encourage healthy eating among recipients. Harvest Public Media's Peter Gray has more.
USDA researchers tracked 7 years of shopping habits of adult recipients of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. They were looking for a link between food stamp enrollment and healthier food choices. The picture they got from 2001 to 2008 was mixed. More households were buying fresh fruit, but a very slim percentage were eating fewer greens than those not on food aid. USDA economist Christian Gregory says policymakers considering changes to SNAP benefits shouldn't forget about the program's goal to encourage healthy eating.
The USDA is very concerned about supporting nutritious diets, and so they're looking at different kinds of options for doing that for low-income families.
Those options include incentive programs, basically providing discounts to SNAP recipients for fresh produce. The USDA plans to study further the impact of food stamps on diets as obesity rates remain a major public health concern. Peter Gray, Harvest Public Media.
And it's the opening day for a Missouri special legislative session called in hopes of persuading Boeing to produce its 777X passenger plane in the state. Governor Jay Nixon says Missouri faces a December 10th deadline to submit an offer to Boeing. Nixon has proposed an incentives package worth up to $150 million annually. Any incentives approved by Missouri will likely face competition from other states. For KBIA News, I'm Andrew Nichols.